KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And it is just so serendipitous and coincidental that on Native America Calling this morning, the topic is going to be education and scholarship opportunities for this coming fall and this coming summer. So be sure and stick around for that. And it just so happens that we have the co-program directors of the Della Keats program from the UAA College of Health and Whammy with us this morning to talk about just that, some great opportunities for high school students coming up this summertime. I'd like to welcome the program Ian Van Tetz. Good morning, Ian.
Oh, good morning, Danny.
And Renee Contreras. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. So first off, just a brief reminder about Whammy specifically, and then we can talk about the Della Keats program. Whammy is a collaboration between a group of entities and states, right?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah. So Whammy is effectively our medical school here in Alaska. So it's a five-state collaboration. It's centered on the University of Washington in Seattle, and it provides Alaskan students with the opportunity to go on to complete medical school here in Alaska, qualify as an MD, do a residency here in Alaska, and continue on to serve our community. And it's been doing that for a number of years. I think we have almost 300 doctors now who have served at least a year in Alaska following completion of their medical degree through here at UAA, effectively, but through this five-state program.
You know, I've talked and read about Whammy before. I had no idea there were that many students, so that's pretty darn impressive.
Well, it's been around for a while, and that's why. The number of students, they take in, I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, 20 students a year. So effectively with 4 years of medical school, there'll be 80 students in the system. And they provide a number of residencies in different parts of the state for when the medical school is finished.
Okay. Are they cohort groups?
They tend to stay in their cohorts early. And then afterwards, the last 2 years of medical school involve six-week clerkships. And so they're going to different places for those clerkships. And they don't have to do those in Alaska. They can do those in other states. They can do those in other countries. It's coordinated through, as I said, it's coordinated at the University of Washington, but they can do everything here at the University of Alaska if they wish.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the Della Keats program with Whammy. First of all, who's Della Keats?
Actually, Renee, do you want to tell about Della Keats?
Sure. Della Keats was an Yupiak woman. She was a natural healer. She did a lot of her healing through massage and the use of Chaitluk. She was very well respected, and she believed that it should be taught to everyone, and the knowledge should be shared.
And so the Della Keats program has been going for several years now, right?
Probably about 30 years.
Wow, okay. In a nutshell, what's it all about?
It's all about bringing high school juniors and seniors to the university campus to learn about health careers, to get them interested in a health career, so that when they go to college, that they decide that they want to become some kind of a health provider.
And actually, if I could add to that, Renee, one of the real reasons we've been maintaining this program is that for students from Anchorage who grow up in a mainstream family, college is very familiar to them. But for students from rural Alaska or students from backgrounds where their family hasn't been involved in college, college can be a very different place. And so what we're providing for them through this program, it's a six-week residential program. They come, there's a small cohort, they build a group of friends, they become familiar with the environment, and college becomes somewhere that they're comfortable and at home with. And to a large extent, that's what we're trying to provide for them, so that when they come to college, they can hit the ground running and they can be comfortable and they can know people.
Okay, and there are several different programs that are encompassed under the rubric of Della Keats. Three programs coming up this year?
Yeah, there are effectively three programs. The first one is the core program that's been running for the full 30 years, effectively, for the last 10 years with Whammy, and that's this six-week pre-college experience where they do job shadowing at Providence Hospital, they do courses at the university, and that's for students who finish their junior year. And again, a priority is Alaska Native and rural Alaskan students, but we do have a broader net than that as well. And that's our Della Keats health program. And it's by health careers, everything from allied health to nursing to medicine. Associated with that, we have entered into, and Renee was involved in setting this up, a collaboration with the psychology department, with the Alaska ANCAP program, Alaska Native Careers. Can you remind me of the A, Renee?
Advancing.
Advancing in psychology?
Advancing psychology.
Advancing psychology. Thank you. And they have a small number of students, and they live with our Delicate students, so they're sharing the experience. And then we have four students who do that, and these are typically students who've completed their junior year of high school. If they're inspired by the experience and they want to come back the following summer, we offer a research internship that runs concurrently. So they live alongside the other students, they can mentor the other students, but they're working independently in a lab with a health-related research scientist at UAA. And that's typically, we tend to say that they have to have done Delicate the previous year to do that, but it's broader than that. If they've done something similar, such as Rahai up in Fairbanks, then we would also obviously consider them eligible.
Okay, and Rahai, of course, Rural Alaska Honors Institute out of UAF. I know the spots are pretty competitive for both Delicate's and Delicate's 2. Let's talk about who is eligible for the initial Delicate's program.
Okay, well, can I talk about the eligibility?
Go ahead.
Okay, we look at eligibility criteria in two ways. First of all, there's no point opening a door for somebody who's already got the door wide open. We've a limited amount of funds. We want to help people who will benefit from our help. So it's for students who come from what we call underrepresented or underserved backgrounds. And that can be as broad as students from backgrounds that are not well represented in medicine, like American Indian and Alaska Native students or African American students. It's also students who... perhaps they migrated to the United States as 15-year-olds from Ukraine, not speaking a word of English, but they dream of being a doctor, and they've managed to get a 4.0 grade point average in the schools and learn English as they've been going. So you have to come from a background where we would help you get into college. Again, our priority is Alaska Native and rural students, and I don't think we've ever turned down a qualified student from those backgrounds.
Okay.
But we also have... But we also, it's not a holiday camp. We want students who really have the ability and have the drive to go on into health careers. So we do look at students' academic background. We're looking for letters of recommendation. We're looking for a grade point average of at least 3, or if it's below 3, they're a very strong indication of a desire to work in health.
And, you know, one thing that you mentioned, it is very intense. Just reading the brochure here, that the cost of the program, no cost to participants. The tough thing is getting accepted. Due to the program's demanding schedule, students may not hold jobs or participate in other activities while participating in the summer research program. Mm-hmm. This is a real deal. This is serious stuff. This is people who are really, really motivated.
Yes, it is. Really motivated. And Part of what we do is we try and help them be motivated. We have these sim scenarios where they work with these high-definition mannequins. And so they do a lab to teach them some basic skills, and then they're put in a situation with the mannequin where they have to go in and do some diagnose, work as a team, and then come up with sort of like a prescription or a plan of service for the patient.
Okay. And it my take, I guess, from reading about the program is you know, it's very holistic sort of a grounding, physical health, mental health, behavioral health, a little bit of something for everybody in the health-related fields.
Right.
Yeah, that's correct. And part of that is we're catering to high school juniors who are interested in serving their community. They may have only thought about being a doctor, or they may have only thought about being a nurse. We want to expose them to everything. We also include... And again, Renee was the one who organized this, field trips to the Alaska Native Medical Center and guest speakers coming to us to talk about things such as traditional medicine, to give them an exposure to the wide variety of health views and health careers that are out there in Alaska.
Okay, let's talk about the application process. How does that work?
Okay. Well, they can go online, just Google Delicate's, and there's an application that they can download there. And they fill out the application. Probably the toughest thing for them that we've experienced is the students with their immunizations. So they need to really pay attention to those. They just need to get letters of support.
And I guess if I could just add to that. So the application's there on the website. The deadline is coming up quite soon. It's March the 7th. So if students are interested, they really have to move fairly quickly to get letters of recommendation and get things in. But if they have questions about it, we're both very available. Certainly if they had questions, they could phone Rene. His number is 786-1019. Or they could email either of us, and our email addresses are on that website. And again, Googling Alaska Whammy Della Keats, it will show up.
Okay, and that's DellaKeats. And there's a link, actually, if you just Google Whammy, you'll go right to the UAA website, the Whammy website, too, WWAMI. As we get set to wrap up, anything else we need to mention?
Actually, just one more thing. As I said, our deadline is March the 7th, but we do have an exception for students who attend Whammy's pre-med summit here at Anchorage, which is on March 22nd. So if they miss the deadline, they can come to the pre-med summit and apply there, and we'll include them in the pool for that as well. And that's a one-day introduction to medicine that Whammy runs.
Okay. And that includes host of students.
Okay. And we're about out of time here, but Rene, let's get your phone number again here too.
786-1019.
Okay. Ian and Rene, thank you so very much for joining us this morning, and we'll look forward to a great summer for Della Keats.
Danny, thank you. And everybody out there, good morning.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email, feedback@KMBA.org. That's it for...